Thank you again, Leo, for creating that magical 12 powers moment. I love that. It's so Disney. I keep waiting for Tinkerbell to come in at the end and go, ding. Maybe we can add our own version of that. And thank you, Denise Rosier. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah is one of my favorite words. And so I say yes, hallelujah today. I hope you all joined in singing that with Denise. Say it with me, hallelujah today, hallelujah today. And as Medea would say, hallelujah, and good morning, team. Good morning, team. So let's do, even though you just saw it in the beautiful, magical video that Leo created, let's do a quick recap. In this year of igniting our 12 powers, we have covered six of the powers so far in 2021. Faith, strength, wisdom, or discernment, that was March. April was love. Power was in May. Power, also known as dominion. Imagination was last month in June, where my guest was John Canary, who we continue to hold in prayer for divine healing and perfect expression of wholeness and health. And let us be reminded that these 12 powers are inherent in each of us. We're born with these gifts within us. And the reason I wanted to look at these again this year is to take them deeper, to a deeper place of how to apply them. That's what unity is about. It's about practical Christianity, as in the teachings of Jesus, practical spirituality, how to apply these principles to our lives, to live our best lives. So these are all aspects of the nature of the divine, and therefore they are aspects of our divine nature. Now, when I found unity for me, well over 20 years ago, 25 plus, it not only resonated with me as a belief system, answering so many questions I had had, and I've said before, I didn't really even know how to articulate many of them, but I just knew something was there that would support a belief system that resonated within me. But it also welcomed and embraced me for who I am. And the thing that I got was it offered me practical tools to use to live my best life. I started taking the classes, never knowing that they would someday lead to this moment in time. Remember, every single experience we've ever had has led us to this moment. Every experience, even those times, those dark moments that I have referred to as my holy hell at times, it may have been hell, but it was holy. It taught me, I learned. And our fifth unity principle states that it's not enough to know something. It's not enough to know these teachings. We're not studying these things for a test. We have to apply them. We have to practice them, right? We have to live them. But to do that, we need to understand them. We have to get to that understanding. And so today, it is July. It is time for our seventh power of the year. It's time to dive into our divine power of understanding, which is why my title today is Capish. See what I did there? Capish? You got it? You understand? Now, a good place to start with anything, being a wordsmith, for me in particular, is a definition. So let's go to Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, to the revealing word, and look at the metaphysical meaning of understanding. I'm going to pull it up here right now and give it to you. Understanding. God is supreme knowing. Remember, God is not omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. God is omnipresence, omniscience, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. God is all. So God is supreme knowing. That in man, mankind, humankind, which comprehends, is understanding. It knows and comprehends in wisdom. Its comparisons are not made in the realm of form, but in the realm of ideas, infinite ideas. It knows how to accomplish things. And spiritual discernment reveals that knowledge and intelligence are auxiliary to understanding. So there are two ways of getting understanding. One is by following the guidance of spirit that dwells within. And the other is to go blindly ahead and learn by hard experience, which is, it's safe to say that is the most common way to go about it, to gain experience, understanding through experience, learning through experience, sometimes hard experience. We sometimes get a deeper understanding from a harder experience. Intellectual understanding of truth is a tremendous step in advance of sense consciousness, and its possession brings a temptation to use for selfish ends. The wisdom and the power are thereby revealed. So spiritual understanding then is the quickening of spirit within. Spiritual understanding is the ability of the mind to apprehend and realize the laws of thought and the relation of ideas one to another. So that's the revealing word. That is the unity Charles Fillmore definition from over a century ago. Now, I think that it is safe to say that many, if not most, ministers would tell you that when a certain topic is chosen to speak about, opportunities pertaining to the chosen theme are more likely to present themselves. So I've told you a little bit about what I'm doing down here with my family. I knew I needed to come be with my sister. And I will tread carefully here in sharing a bit of a story with you that I think is a perfect illustration of where we're going with divine understanding, with spiritual understanding. It's quite common, and I have a feeling many of you have experienced this, when someone dies, a family member passes on, moves on, makes the transition, for some not particularly wonderful characteristics and traits to come out in some. I'm just going to tell you. Okay, so my sister and I have a stepbrother, child of God, and he's not been around a whole lot in support of his dad. However, this past week, he quickly showed up, wondering what material possessions there might be and if there was a will. Okay, read between the lines. So I'm sharing this story because it's given me an opportunity in studying spiritual understanding, which is going beneath. It's what is standing under. Understanding is what is standing under. What is the real meaning beyond what we think might be the obvious? So beyond what could look like greed or certainly fear taking place, it can trigger those things that are just of the ego, that are of the personality, that are not pretty things to come up. And it's given me the opportunity to share with my sister. It's an opportunity to take the high road here, not to come back, not to attach anger with anger and hurt with hurt, and not to write a script. See, when our mind doesn't understand something, we are meaning makers. So our mind wants to give something meaning, and then we can start projecting and we can start deciding what someone's going through and what they mean and where they're coming from, when in reality we don't know. So it gives us an opportunity to say, what is this about? And the thing that this makes me think of, I mean, when emotions can start coming out sideways from people, from loved ones, reminds me of the Four Agreements. Not to take things personally, because they never are, even when they seem personal or seem like an attack or an insinuation or an accusation. It's not personal. And so we have an opportunity then in these situations to go, what is standing under this? Because we spend most of our lives understanding things intellectually. Just think about it, as babies, we're taught what things mean. And then we spend our lives giving everything meaning. Again, we are meaning makers. That's what we are. If we don't understand something, again, our mind wants to give it meaning. So we'll just make something up quite often and decide what it means, and then tell somebody else that's what it means. And then we're going down a rabbit hole. So spiritual understanding, divine understanding, which is our power, that's what we're here to talk about today, is how to work that, how to bring it forth, how to master it. It's about finding the true meaning of something. What is standing under whatever we are giving meaning to? So again, no matter what might be going on with my stepbrother, and I can project all kinds of things, but that would be irrelevant, and it would be a waste of my energies. Wherever he might be coming from, what he might be going through, everything is a call for love. Everything is a call for love. Everything is a call for love. And spiritual understanding is about having compassion. There's a little book, a wonderful book by Sharon Connors that I love. I love to refer to this sometimes. It's called Adventures in Resilience. And Sharon, I'm going to read just a couple of paragraphs to you that are wonderful. It's beautiful. Sharon says, true peace of soul is the fruit of spiritual understanding applied to all of the ins and outs, ups and downs, delights and disappointments, successes and failures of life. It can come in a flash of intuitive knowing, or it can come through an experience. Just as the disciple Thomas, who represents spiritual understanding, remember there's a corresponding disciple that represents each power. Thomas wanted evidence of the power of spirit in him. And we want to see the power of God proved in our lives too. And I find this particular paragraph so beautiful. It's very poetic. Spiritualized understanding is a precious jewel that taps into the infinite spring-fed well of compassion. It takes us gently beneath the facts of life, the circumstances, the emotions, the perceptions. It takes us to a truer seeing. Through the surface of whatever our eyes can see and our minds interpret, spiritual understanding drops a plumb line to universal truth with a capital T. Truth that is never changing. This dissolves the crusted edges of the facts into the nourishing nectar of acceptance, forgiveness, humility, and compassion. Our inner vision is infused with the divine perspective through our willingness to see the situation or the person differently. Out of this comes a quintessential understanding of right action. There's another section where Sharon reminds in her book that what hooked her early on in Unity is change your mind, change your life. Isn't that kind of the Cliff's Notes of all of this? Change your mind, change your life. We know in Unity that thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And so all of this is an opportunity to get underneath, to look at our thoughts. What are we thinking? And then what, therefore, are we manifesting, drawing to ourselves, creating? There's a scripture that I really love that pertains to our spiritual understanding. It's Proverbs 3, verses 13 and 14 that says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding, for the gain from it is better than gain from silver, and its profit better than gold." And Cora Fillmore, who is Charles Fillmore's second wife that he married after Myrtle passed away, she had been his secretary. We won't get into all that because that's for a whole other talk or workshop, okay? But in her book, she wrote Christ Enthroned in Man. She says, "Divine understanding is the perceiving power of the mind. Spiritual understanding gives clear insight into everything. It remolds the mentality and inspires the will to direct, to act, and to control." So when we gain spiritual understanding, what is standing under something, this is a key point here. When we get to this place of spiritual understanding, we can respond to people rather than reacting to them. Respond to people rather than reacting. We can step back, and instead of coming back with a knee-jerk reaction or locking horns, connecting in, we respond instead of reacting. We often hear, or at least occasionally hear, our dear Eric Butterworth, who said in Discover the Power Within You, "We are not in this world to set it right, but to see it rightly. We're not in this world to set it right, but to see it rightly. See it through our spiritual eyes." This is spiritual understanding. And let's think of something that's very practical. The more that we practice something, the more proficient we become at it. Usually, what we're drawn to practice is something that not only resonates with us, with our soul, with our spirit, but it's something that it's a gift that we already have. I'm gonna talk about me for a second, because that's the only place I can speak from is my own experience. As a kid, I was drawn to the piano. I was drawn to music. We didn't have a piano until I was in seventh grade. So I would go to neighbors' homes and I would play their pianos. I somehow came into the world with the ability to hear music and play the piano. Now, because I loved it, eventually I was able to study it. And for anyone that loves music, musicians, professional musicians, I think of Ray, I think of Doyle, I think of Jason, Rosina's husband, Jason. I think of all the guys in the band, of Clyde and Brian and Ayodele, musicians who study it, it eventually becomes second nature for a musician or for anyone, an artist, a dancer, a cook, an accountant, whatever it is. The more we study something and the more we use it, it becomes more a part of us. Yet we still have to pay attention and we have to focus. We still continue the study. We still continue building the muscle. And the same with spiritual understanding. It can generate the ability to see through circumstances to the truth at the core. And it does take practice. It takes commitment. The more we practice staying open, the more we're willing to drop from here down to here. We're so used to seeing what the mind is showing us or telling us or communicating to us. But we often talk about dropping down to that heart space, that space where there is love, our power of love, located right behind the heart. And the more we practice staying open, looking for the truth, the more empowered our divine understanding becomes. The less likely we are, when we're doing this, to keep repeating the same mistakes, expecting different results, like relationship, like living in a fight or flight syndrome in relationships. Can anyone relate? Again, another workshop, another talk, another day, but relationships are the real laboratory of advanced learning. In the Bible, King Solomon, who we've talked about before, he was considered to be one of the wisest, most prosperous of human beings. And scripture tells us that when God offered King Solomon anything he wanted, he got still, he got quiet, and then he got clarity. And what he asked for was something completely intangible. He didn't ask for a thing. He asked for an understanding heart. And an understanding heart so that he might judge with right judgment and discern between good and evil. And all things were given to him because he asked for an understanding heart. Now, if you were asked, let's say, like in the Old Testament that we're going to study with Chris DiGiorgio in just a few weeks, that God said, if you want anything, what would it be? I'll give you anything you want. What is the one thing you want? I would like to get to the point where I would ask for an understanding heart. Maybe that would come out of my quiet time, my meditation time. I don't know, but that was advanced. Remember the story of the two women shortly after that happened? I talked about it, a few months ago. I talked about it with wisdom, divine wisdom. The two women, one stole the other woman's baby. And they were both claiming the baby. They came to him to settle it. And he said, how about if we cut the baby in half and you each get half of the baby? And he knew that the real mother would say no, no. The woman who had stolen the baby said, yes, let's do that. And the real mother said, no, give it to her. And he knew who the real mother was. So I just want to take another little look at something here. Where was it? Well, again, in Sharon's wonderful book, Divine Understanding preserves us from living with regrets by revealing better choices than our fragile human understanding would choose. It takes us out of the blame game, asking, what can I learn? What is Spirit trying to tell me? What is Spirit trying to tell me? Jesus's life demonstrated his mastery of life's energies, and his teachings show us how to do it too. He didn't spend time analyzing problems. He didn't retaliate. He didn't match bad behavior. Jesus's spiritual understanding empowered him to assess the situation and take action to make things better. With his enlightened understanding, he turned people and situations around. And as Jesus said, what I do, you can do greater. We have the power to do this too. So let us begin to take this to a deeper place. We want to know how to practice these things. We want to know how to apply them. So we affirm understanding by giving thanks that spiritual understanding now dissolves all misunderstandings in me. I give thanks that spiritual understanding now dissolves all misunderstandings in me. And the more I understand spiritual principles, the more I understand myself and others. I see the positive possibility in the problem. I see the positive possibility in the problem, and I act from it. So let's take a moment now to get still, to put anything aside, remove anything from your lap. Just take a breath. Really give us permission to come into this moment. Come on in to this moment. You can watch the beautiful visual. Or if it feels more right to you to close your eyes, simply take in a deep, long, full breath of the golden light of understanding. See it glowing in the area just behind your forehead. In the frontal lobe of the brain, where is the location of our power of understanding. The frontal cortex, this frontal lobe, governs the actions of all kinds, including speech, emotions. It gives us the ability to project the future consequences of what we're about to say or do. It governs our capacity to suppress unacceptable behavior. Developing our understanding into its full spiritual potential leads the way to making best choices and taking right action. See this golden light throughout your body from head to toe. See it sparkle and shine as it fills every cell and every atom. All memories are infused with the gifts of spiritual understanding. All hopes and dreams are now permeated with spiritual understanding that guides your next right steps. Breathe the golden light into the depths of your being, where it heals what needs to be healed, reveals what needs to be revealed, so that you may do what needs to be done. We give thanks for the activity of the presence of spirit that enlightens our heart with spiritual understanding. Our inner eyes are opening, the eyes of our heart are opening to see our way through the fears, the tears, the regrets, the resentments that we may be holding. And whenever you're afraid, give thanks for this awakening of understanding to act with courage and with confidence. And we take this courage, this confidence, this awareness, this willingness into the silence of divine understanding.